Thousands of protesters gathered in Washington, D.C. and in cities across the country today as part of the 50-51 movement. According to NPR, the movement began on Reddit with the slogan 50 protests, 50 states, one movement, in response to the Trump administration's efforts to slash government spending. Though the group has only been active since earlier this month, it has helped galvanize smaller protests nationwide. However, today marks its largest and most organized demonstration yet, with participants rallying under slogans like No King's Day and Not My President's Day. While major cities saw large demonstrations, smaller communities also joined in. Protests were reported in Eureka, Ukiah, and Fort Bragg, as well as in Garberville, where a small but determined group gathered under the town clock in drizzling rain.
I'm Mumzer. I'm a resident of this area for over 40 years, and I'm very upset with the way the government is going these days. People losing jobs, health care, many things to be upset about. And I thought I could get out here with like-minded folks and at least make a statement. There's a nationwide protest today, so we thought we'd do it right here in town. We couldn't get to Sacramento or Eureka, and we're trying to do small local things. Life gives you lemons, we're going to make lemonade.
Another protester explained that despite living in this community for decades and protesting multiple presidencies, this demonstration, though small, felt different due to concerns for her personal safety.
Mumzer called and said, do you want to go march? And that was about 2 weeks ago. And I said, yes. And then we got nervous about it because there was a lot of flack, which was very scary to us on Facebook, which was a bother. Just really negative reaction, which never had before on marches and or get, you know, things like this. You could express your feelings and not feel like, but it didn't feel safe. At this time with Trump's kind of way of presenting himself is, people feel a little bit more like they can do things like that.
All attendees agreed that their next move is to focus on networking to strengthen and build community.
It's time to grow community. We are community, and the more that we are facing hardships, that you have to start right at the ground level, right where you are. And we are right here, and I think that we'll see these vigils, you're gonna watch it grow. I think the only thing that we can do is try to awaken our representatives at the local and then keep going, making lots of phone calls. And I just think that as things play out, as the future unfolds, we're gonna need each other more. So
keep on trucking together.
Amen.